WildTalkRadio.com.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Oh, yes!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
It's just a matter of what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
It's Monday night, you know what that means. Time for the Raw Post Show live here on Wild Talk Radio Network, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. I'm Sir Rockin', that's Lindsay Ward.
It's the week of Christmas, y'all. Happy, happy, merry, merry, ho, ho, and all the things, as well as happy holidays to all the friends that do not celebrate the Christmases.
Yes.
We're coming up on the end of the year, we're coming up on what should hopefully be a restful, relaxing weekend, but I know that that is simply not the case for some people, and I am so sorry in advance. But we're not here to talk about that, even though you only have like one Christmas song, because you used that on WTR last night.
I know. No, we're here. I used it on the rack, and then usually whatever music I use on Thursday, it carries through the rest of the week, and then we start again
fresh
on Thursdays.
Nice. Okay. Well,
I got good stuff for Thursday.
Oh, you've got. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
We are doing Christmas tiers, Christmas movie tier list on Thursday. The thing is that we have to have seen it. So if you have Christmas movies that you want to add to the list, tweet us at Wild Talk Radio at Lens Ward on Twitter, and we will add them to the list. I will qualify to say that I have not seen Die Hard, so please do not send that. It's also not a Christmas movie.
It is. It is. But that's a discussion for a different time and a different date.
It is. Right now, we are here to discuss Monday Night Raw.
So things that happened on the show, we got the third match in the series of matches between Bianca Belair and Doudrop. Good match. Bianca hit the KOD for the win. So that's the first time she was able to hit it on Doudrop. So that should conclude their chapter in their story right now.
But I would hope so. Like, it's a good match. It's a great match. But I kind of wanted, like, a little more story.
Kind of wanted to see more Doudrop get, like, the edge over Bianca. If you're going to do a series of matches where Bianca's won all three. One was by DQ. The other two were by pinfall.
Yeah.
So you would have kind of wanted to see more on Doudrop. Heard that they've trademarked another name for Doudrop, so maybe that's where they're headed. That she's getting a name change.
I mean, it would make sense, but at the same time, I don't know. Like, okay, I'm just gonna say this because I think I've said this before, but I will say it again, and I will continue to say it until I see some goddamn change. I can't get into, or I'm having a problem getting into some of the characters right now because I feel like they're lacking depth. Does that make sense to everybody? Like, there's plenty of, like, there's stuff on the surface, but then once you get past the surface, there's nothing really to, like, sink your teeth into from a story perspective, from, like, a history perspective. It's just all kind of bleh. Like, they had something good going with Doudrop. They had Eva make her. Eva left.
And then they turned her heel. I don't know why they turned her heel.
And yeah, and then they turned her heel. Like, she had a really good thing going face, but they turned her heel. She's been working it as a heel. I'm not saying she's been a bad heel at all. I think she's been doing a good job. They put her with Bianca. It was really interesting. But they never really took, like, the story or the drama to, like, the level that they've taken Liv and Becky. And even then, Liv and Becky is still a little bit superficial, but they've at least given us something to sink our teeth into with that. I feel like with Bianca and Doudrop and with a lot of the other stories on the show, like, the potential was there. They just didn't want to go deeper with it. And that's a shame, because it's like, you know, unfortunately, Doudrop is a holding pattern for Bianca until probably Rumble, when she's probably going to win the Rumble.
So, Doudrop was put in the position of a tag. She was not supposed to be in this position. She was not supposed to be the go heel and not put in this position, but they cut some talent and she got put in the spot another talent was supposed to have. So that should explain a lot of.
But that still doesn't, like, excuse it. Like,
no,
it
doesn't.
It explains it.
It doesn't excuse it. No. Pointing fact. Just giving some context. So you mentioned Becky.
I mentioned Becky.
So Liv did an in-ring segment tonight and it was okay. This is how I'll give it the spin of, they had the confidence in Liv to let her go out there and talk. Because they don't do that for a lot of people. Like you're talking about with Doudrop, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're not giving her 4, 5, 6, 7 minute in-ring promos. They gave it to Liv. That's a positive. We're seeing them expand their list of people they trust. That's good. So the whole setup of the promo was apparently Becky mentioned something where she was going home to train, so Liv got in her head that she's going to attack her at her training school, and then it was a setup by Becky because she knew Liv would take the bait. So at the end of it all, Becky got whooped by Liv at the training school.
The Black and Brave Academy.
Black and Brave Academy, which, you know, not the Performance Center, everyone. Not the Performance Center, despite what websites are telling you. It was not the Performance Center. And she wants to break Becky's face and become the new Raw Women's Champion. And she challenged her to a fight tonight. Becky's like, nah, I'm good. I have a private plane to catch. I'm good. Becky was good. Liv, the material was okay they gave Liv, but I'm glad they gave her the opportunity to talk. Because I've said this a couple weeks ago when they gave her the match. If you don't give them the opportunity, they'll never know if it will work or not. Because 2 minute matches are not going to give you the opportunity whether you know there's someone's good or bad. You got to put them through their paces. And when you're trying to build new people, if you don't give them the opportunity to try something, you'll never know.
Yeah, the biggest thing with WWE right now is that the way that you connect to the audience is you talk. You go out there, you cut a promo, you're out on social media, you're putting out videos, you're doing these types of things. You're exposing yourself to the public in the sense that they get to know you. That's how you connect with these characters. That's how you connect with the talent, is you get to know them on another level beyond just what you see on TV. And they're allowing Liv to do that by allowing her to cut these promos and be so, like, out there and open. Because they could have made this super superficial, right?
Yeah.
But they're letting Liv grow. They're trusting Liv. She's getting more confidence. You see that tonight. She's very confident with the promo. She's very confident on the mic. It's a vast improvement from when this feud started, mm-hmm. right? Like, she's coming into her own. Also, why the hell is everybody coming for Seth? Look, if he wants to be a trophy husband and a male wife, let him do it. Like, we don't need to keep coming for Seth. Just let him live, all right? Just go with it, y'all. Just let's just go with it. He is Becky's trophy husband. It's fine. The other thing, getting back to Becky and Liv, the other side of this, when Becky Lynch is doing Charlotte Flair better than Charlotte Flair, can we just talk about that? Because that's what she was doing tonight.
That is what she's doing, yeah.
Like, she's doing almost the queen gimmick, but it's the man gimmick, and she's doing it just a little bit different. But you could see it. You could see it in the way Becky was carrying herself and the way that she was sort of speaking and the way that she's sort of doing things. She was doing Charlotte tonight, unintentionally, or maybe intentionally. I don't know. But you could see it in the way that she was cutting the promo and she was doing everything. And it was just so good. Like, that's the thing that you have to love about Becky. Because somebody tweeted out, just as a reminder, Becky Lynch is the heel. And it's like, you know what? It doesn't matter. They're both good. We love them both equally.
Mm-hmm.
We just want to see them go. And thank you, God, for not making Liv fight in that top. Because she was like one armbar away from, like, everything just coming flying out of that thing. So, like, thank you for that. But this was good. This was really good. I really enjoyed this. I'm going to be really sad when this is over because it's like the best thing they have going right now. One, or I should say, one of the best things that they have going right now.
Rhea Ripley beat Queen Zelina in a rematch from last week on Monday Night Raw. They did something where maybe Rhea's better off without Nikki A.S.H.
Break them up.
Dolph Ziggler beat Damian Priest via countout in a contenders match. I don't know. They're losing me with Damian Priest. The whole idea of you wake up and then you're pissed off gimmick. We've seen it for years. Hogan, Taker, all that stuff. But they never got counted out because of it. Just saying. But I need you to explain something to me.
Well, before I explain something to you, I just want to say ditto on Damian Priest. I love Damian Priest. I really, really, really do. But this goes back to the depth comment that I made before. Please take him beyond snapping. It's very predictable now. Like, it's going to happen every match. We know it's going to happen every match. I get what you're trying to do. It's got an Undertaker vibe to it. Want to take him in the Undertaker direction? Take him in the Undertaker direction. But I don't know if it would work. But I'm sure he could pull it off, because if anybody could, it would be him. But just give us more. Give us something to, again, relate to, sink our teeth into. Because the one thing that made him so good is, like, when he was with Bad Bunny, right? And you had that big brother little brother dynamic of them running around causing chaos, and that's kind of, I feel like what made everybody fall in love with him was just him with Bad Bunny and him being the dude's friend, and them just having
real.
A good time.
He felt real.
It felt real. This does not feel real.
Yeah,
he's trying really, really, really hard, but it doesn't feel real. Like, I keep saying it every week. I will keep saying it until I see change. Why can't he be, like, the cool, nice guy backstage, and then he comes out for a match, and he gets super sadistic? He gets super just aggressive in the ring, and that's where the snap happens, is not necessarily where the bell rings, because we don't want to go the Festus route, but, like, when he comes out for a match, that's when his darker side, in quotations, comes out.
Yeah.
Why can't we do it that way? Why does it have to be something, oh, look, he got knocked off the ring apron, and he fell, and he went splat, and now he's mad every week, or he gets hit with a chair or something else. Like, why do we have to have a trigger where it triggers Mr. Hyde? Why can't Mr. Hyde come out on his own?
Okay. Now I need you to explain something.
Okay.
Dana Brooke and Reggie.
Okay.
Explain it.
I feel really bad for the dude that had to untangle the lights. I don't have an explanation. Tamina, Tamina is trying to get the 24/7 title from Dana, right?
Yes.
We know that much. She's running around. You have Truth and
Akira
Tozawa, thank you. I blanked on his name for a second. And Reggie all around Dana, right? Reggie's like right up in Dana's face, like trying to basically
charm her
and find an opportunity to perchance be on top of her for perhaps 3 seconds, long enough to win a title from her.
Thank you.
Not at all in a sexual meaning, just, oh, oops, we fell down, and oh, oops, I landed on top of you, and oh, oops, I took your title. Okay, thanks, bye. Because we can't have intergender wrestling in WWE, at least in terms of Raw and SmackDown. That's just not a thing. So that's what's going on there. So he's courting and he's charming Dana in the hopes that, oh, you fell down, or, oh, oops, we accidentally landed on top of each other. Oh my gosh, how shocking. And then Truth and Tozawa are right there when Reggie takes that title from her to go after him. Meanwhile, Tamina is out here trying to girl boss it, trying to get her hands on that title, like an evil supervillain or something.
Something.
Like, did she send Tozawa and Truth after Dana? Is that
no.
what happened?
No, they're getting in her way.
Okay, I got confused for a second. I was like, wait. But yeah, she's trying to, like, supervillain this shit, which, respect. She's got her little ref minion there. And, like, she's trying to take the title off of Dana. I felt a little bad for her because she went for the roll-up and it didn't go well. And Dana was just like slipped right out of it.
No,
like,
that's
a bad look.
No, that's how it was supposed to go. She was supposed to quickly roll through.
I know, but it just it's a bad look.
Yeah.
It's like someone like Tamina, it's like, okay, you should be able to get that one in the bag. Come on now. Don't do her like this. Don't do Tamina like this. That's mean.
So you would say Reggie only wants to last for 3 seconds. Meanwhile, Veer Mahan is still coming to Raw.
In Raw. On Raw.
So many jokes. So many jokes.
When is he showing up? When are we going to see him? We've been teasing this since the draft. Right? Like, that was in October.
It's 8 weeks. He's been coming for 8 weeks. He's been on the verge.
What is going to happen?
He's been on the verge of coming for 8 weeks.
Like, for the love of fuck, let's get him on TV. I understand it's Christmas. I understand you don't want to debut anybody in December. That's fine. You know what you should do? Day one. You bring him in and you have him kick the crap out of somebody and you have him leave. And Bir Mahan has finally come. Because this is like, you guys have been edging him for 8 weeks and that's just fucking me. So, like, can we please finish him off and bring him to the show and let him come?
Can we finally get the climax to the story?
He needs to climax. The poor boy has just been edged and edged and edged and edged and edged, and it's just not okay. It keeps spinning, too. He's got to be dizzy as hell.
Randy Orton beat Chad Gable, because I have no transition. We're just going to say Randy Orton beat
Chad
Gable.
Well, I said Edge. You could have gone to Edge.
I didn't want to get there yet. There's more. I have other stuff to get to before we get to Edge. Austin Theory lost to Finn Balor. He would then later attack Finn backstage because he couldn't get a selfie earlier. And then he got into a conversation with Vince, and Vince says, very easy. One, he enjoys firing people.
Lean into the meme, Vince.
A warm sensation. And it's easy to erase people. And Vince booked the rematch between the two next week on Raw.
Can we just talk about Vince's lips? Was he wearing lip gloss? I'm for real on this. Like, his lips were ungodly pink. I need to know if he was wearing lip gloss, because all I could think through the entire thing was of Shrek 2 at the very end, where Charming is standing there and she's like, are you wearing lip gloss? And he goes, it's cherry flavor. Do you want a taste? That's all I could think of this whole entire promo, because I could not stop staring at Vince McMahon's pink ass lips. Like, I just could not do it. I missed the entire thing because of Vince McMahon's pink lips. And I hate that that happened. I just need everybody to have that mental image in their head so I'm not suffering alone. Also, production, good job. Better angle for Vince.
Yeah, it was very straightforward. And no one is right side. Right side is the better side.
Right side's the better side. But yeah, I still don't understand where they're going with the whole Austin Theory, Vince McMahon thing. It's getting kind of awkward at this point. Like, again, depth. Where is the depth? Where is the next part of the story? Are we just going to continue to do awkward vignettes? Like, what is the deal here? And again, I understand. It is the end of the year. It is Christmas. It is New Year. They are not going to kick anything off until after day one. We are just in the awkward holding pattern right now, and that's what makes it a struggle, is that we're waiting, right? We're all waiting for that kickoff on day one for the road to WrestleMania, for Royal Rumble, because we all know it's coming. And that's...
Like beer,
eventually. Thank you. I wasn't going to say it, but you beat me to it. So, like, we're just waiting at this point. But even a little depth, even a little growth, even a little something would be nice.
It's time for Miz TV. He starts off by apologizing to his wife and hopes she doesn't go on the cutting edge to talk about the relationship. But his guests were AJ Styles and Omos. AJ Styles, they've been up and down and, you know, they've had their issues. But we're on the same page when, you know, they're unstoppable when that happens. And AJ puts over almost saying he'd be a tag team champion on his own. But, you know, they went off the rails, but things happened. But he's proud to be a partner. And they're seeing eye to eye and almost like, told Miz they weren't on the same page and, you know, stuff like that. And it led to a matchup between AJ Styles and Omos taking on the Mysterios. And, well, things didn't go according to plan. So Rey Mysterio would roll up AJ and they got into it a little bit, Styles and Omos. And so AJ's like, is this how it's going to be? And Omos, he also called Omos a piece of trash, and then he shoved him. Then there were some punches thrown. And then AJ Styles got his ass kicked, leading to a match next week.
AJ, you fool. You complete, utter fool. What have you done? You're going to die. I hope you realize that. Like, Omos is going to take your head off. We will all enjoy it, but Omos is going to take your head off.
So, Miz mentioned that Maryse was going to be on the cutting edge, which she was. And she comes out, and Edge, Maurice is like, we're never going to be friends. I need the opportunity to speak. And he's like, you could go on Miss TV. And she's like, you've heard my husband. He won't let me talk. So she talks about this whole story and how Edge could have hurt her. But people need to realize that she has children. And asked who would take him for kids if something happened to her. Maurice asked Edge if he would have ever done this to his wife. And Edge was like, I'm sorry your life was some sort of some type of horrible country song. He asked if anyone was buying it. No one was. And Edge said he knew that she was trying to distract so Miz could attack. So he calls out Miz. He also was asked, he said he would not use his wife as a shield because he actually respects her. Miz's music plays. Miz comes out to attack. We got a purse to the face, a slap, and then eventually a skull crushing finale as Miz lays out Edge. So he saw through their plan, which is the smart thing. So Beth Phoenix is coming very soon, I would assume?
I would guess that would be correct, yes. That they're teasing Mom hardcore. Aunt Betty's on her way. Maurice tried, man.
She tried.
She tried really hard. She broke out the fake tears. She had the Kleenex ready, and we're all just sitting here like, look, we've seen Ms. and Mrs. We know this is utter shit. We're going to let you finish because you're doing an amazing job. Also, the Madison and Monroe necklace is so fucking cute. But, like, we know for a fact that you own Michael Mizanin. You wear the pants in that family. So this whole he doesn't let me talk crap, that's not going to fly. Because we know all you have to do is put your heeled foot on his face and he will shut up. Because, again, she owns him. But I like this. It was good.
So,
it was really good.
The whole story of Monday Night Raw was big. My MVP comes out with Lashley, and they start talking about the All My Era, and then he talked about winning last week, and Big E comes out and, you know, talks about Lashley winning, and yeah, you're strong now, but you couldn't do it on your own because MVP came in, hit them with the cane, and Lashley's like, you did that on your own, right, MVP? Yeah. Now that he tried goading MVP into a match with Big E, Lashley would be at ringside watching, and then, well, Big E was distracted with MVP. Rollins and Kevin Owens attacked Lashley. Big E would save Bobby Lashley, leading to a matchup later in the night between all four men in tag team form. So throughout the night, you had the Can They Coexist promos. Even you had, they were talking about a t-shirt for Seth Rollins and Kevin Owens, SRKO. It'd be a great t-shirt, right?
It would be a wonderful t-shirt, because this is the pairing that I didn't know I needed in my life.
So Big E and Lashley took on Rollins and Owens. It was a good match, which saw E and Lashley, I believe, get the win. Afterwards, Rollins hit the stomp. They beat down both men. And then it's the will they or weren't they. Rollins and Owens are staring each other down, looking at each other. Then they awkwardly walk away because it's, can they coexist? Yes, they can, because they hugged in the middle of the ring. They also hit the stomp on Lashley on the steps, too, at one point, too.
This was really good. Seth and Kevin for life. I didn't know I need this. I didn't know I wanted this.
But now you got it.
But now we've got it, and I am convinced this is one of the best things that they have going on the show.
Yeah.
This is phenomenally good. They're just cheesing it up. They're just owning it. It's utterly fantastic. Yeah. I love everything about it, because you just have two insincere assholes running around causing chaos.
It's fantastic.
Who doesn't love that?
Yeah.
So yeah, this, I'd be okay if they coexisted.
Can they get along? Can they coexist? Yes, they can.
Yes, they can. They 100% can. Till they can't.
Till they can't. I was going to say, until they can't.
Which, you know, once that title comes up for grabs, the coexistence will completely end and we'll all be sad. But until that day, until day one happens,
they will, in fact, coexist.
Because it's in their best interest to coexist. Mm. And they know that. Mm.
Got one thing before we end. We need Seth Rollins to give his new friend a gift for Christmas, a suit. We need Seth Rollins to give Kevin Owens a suit.
Oh my god, yes.
We need that to happen.
Oh my god, yes, that needs to happen.
That would be fantastic.
They just need to match, just once.
A pair of matching suits, yes.
That just, please god, please.
Someone make that happen.
Please make that happen.
But with that, that's the Raw Post Show.
It is the Raw Post Show.
We'll be live again Thursday night for Jingle All the Rack.
That's right. Tune in. We're going to be doing a tier list of Christmas movies. So once again, if you would like to submit your movie for us to put on the list, you can tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, at Lynn's Ward on Twitter. We'll also be having news, notes, NXT, Tweet of the Week, all your favorites. It is The Rack, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on wildtalkradio.com.
And that's all the shows this week.
It's all the shows this week, because we're not playing Fortnite.
We're not playing Fortnite. There is no Steve Barrett, because it's all on Christmas. We're not doing a WTR on Sunday, because it's the day after Christmas, and it's Boxing Day in Canada. But we'll be back next Monday for the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. That Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. If you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account, it's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen, or you can use creator code ROCKINSOCK or
Lynn's M Ward
in the Fortnite item shop, Epic Game Store, when you buy your Matrix emotes. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. And you can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LNSWRD. I have been streaming Genshin Impact lately. If you didn't know, if I don't talk about it constantly. So if you're into watching Genshin Impact, or if you just want to come hang out on my Twitch stream, I've been trying to stream around 5-ish to 6 o'clock every day. Just watch my Twitter for when I go live. I'm trying to figure out a schedule. I haven't quite figured it out yet. It's hard right now because of the holidays and everything is weird. But I am going to be off next week from work. Yes, I took an entire week off from work. Go me. So I'll probably be streaming at some point during the day. We'll have to see, and I'll work on figuring out a schedule in the new year, because I do like streaming the game. It's fun. And right now we're on an old haunted boat, so you should totally come like check it out, because I have to go fight stuff tomorrow and it's going to suck, and there's puzzles and I refuse to use my brain. So again, Genshin Impact streams, come hang out. Twitch.tv/lessonsboard.
We'll see you next Monday night for the Raw Post Show, and for Jingle Rock this Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here along the airways on the Wild Talk Radio, streaming live right here at twitch.tv/WTRLive.
WildTalkRadio.com.